Do you know much about like the language and all? Spiazi Kizarn? There's like
mean?
A secret like pig Latin style carny. That means do you speak carny?
Oh wow.
Yeah. It would, that's how the referee would like tell us things in carny. We would like call spots to each other in the ring. Like normally you whisper in each other's ear and call spots. We would just do it in carny talk so people couldn't tell what we were saying.
Incredible.
But
wait,
yeah.
So Alex, what name of wrestling match you've seen? Or the first you ever
saw? I started watching wrestling literally when I came to
America.
We're
live now. Sorry?
Oh, nice.
I know. We're here with Alex Sklar. Yeah, exactly. We're chatting. We're waiting on a few people, these guys are going to go outside and smoke. Let me introduce the show real fast. I'll do it several times. I'm Alex Grubard. This is Weeding Out the Stoned at Sip Studios in Jersey City. We're going to play the game show of sobriety tests, and if you're watching on the live stream, you can play along. If you go to menti.com, menti.com, enter the code 3860-5796. 3860-5796. Yeah, you guys can play along. We'll prompt you. And all these guys are going to go outside. They're going to get high, except for one of them. One of them is going to remain sober, and we're going to try and figure out who the sober person is by eliminating all the stoned people. That's how we're going to play today's show. And you can play along at home. Like I said, go to menti.com, plug in the code 3860-5796. That's how this works. Anytime you think someone's doing something that there is a stoner move, you can hit this heart button in the bottom. Anytime you think someone's being a narc, you can hit the little devil. Those are your emojis that you can play with. Yeah, I'm a little high. I could be higher. I could always be. Alex, we got to get to this wrestling match.
Yeah, so the only match I remember was when that fat guy Rikishi just jumped on somebody. And I think it was The Rock.
Stink face.
Yeah, he did the stink face.
And
I was sad
because
The Rock is the hero and this fat guy is the heel. I'm like, oh no, my favorite guy is losing. And then I went to this class seriously being upset about it, but in reality, it was fake all along.
It was, but I mean, I love Rikishi. That wasn't fake, my love for Rikishi. It was genuine. Diego, do you have a wrestling match that comes to mind or a first one you ever saw?
So my first one was actually an amateur one that I happened to be biking by a beer garden in Brooklyn, and I happened to see the outdoor setup, and this guy literally had him on his shoulders, and I saw that shit, and I was like, holy mother, and I had to turn back around, stood at the fence and just watched for 15 minutes, and I was like, yo, I get why everyone falls in love with this once you give it a chance.
Whoa, that's crazy. So we're backyard wrestling in a parking lot?
No, it was like a beer garden.
Beer garden.
But they had set up
a ring.
A ring and everything outdoors, and they had sold tickets. But they were cool about letting people outside just watch through the fence. So I was there just looking at it, and I was like, yo, just I saw a guy do a double backflip into... It felt like he jumped into the guy's shoulders, and you go, dude, this shit is fucking cool.
Man, I'd love to be the German wrestler at that beer garden, you know what I mean? The most popular guy.
100%.
Sounds good. Beer garden wrestling. I got to check them out. Well, that sounds great. I think so we're waiting on a couple more of our players. Like I said, you can play along at home. Go to menti.com, 3860-5796. Do you guys want to say anything to, you know, as a strategy for these people out there? You're here early, you know. We're going to go outside. You guys are going to go out as a group for a moment. Yeah, do you guys have any strategy you want to get out there pre-show?
I will say, we were talking about wrestling because I used to be a wrestler where I was drug tested. So take for that what you will that I never did drugs until maybe I started doing them after I wrestled. Maybe I still haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, really?
I didn't do any, I never smoked weed, never been high in high school. And then once I was in college, I was traveling on the road doing wrestling shows. And it was right after Chris Benoit killed his wife and kid. So they were serious about drug testing wrestlers all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, quote unquote serious.
Yeah,
I still knew plenty of guys on stuff. But I was 17 and my coach just scared me out of ever doing it. So I never did drugs, and maybe I started after I wrestled, but maybe I'm still a sober king here.
Yeah, I think that's a good hint. I mean, whether that tells you anything about what Matt might be on or off these days. Alex.
That sounds like a great story to tell a cop. can I take that?
You can tell a cop whatever you want. You know, that's how it works.
I think people need to remember where I'm from. I am from Russia, where You would probably go to like jail for life, even if you're a famous female basketball player for doing weed. So my parents are watching right now. I'm pretty sure I know they're on the right side of the war right now, but I don't know. I think their allegiance emotionally is with Russia, so I hope they don't think I'm high.
Very nice. Yeah, that Brittany Griner. Yeah, she'll scare you out of out of smoking weed. Was it Grenier? What is Griner? I had. Oh man, it was so close to just being confident about it. I wasn't trying
How
to.
How dare you?
I know that was my bad.
Unbelievable.
Diego, you got anything to tell the audience why, you know, that you're probably going to remain sober throughout the show?
I just believe that anyone who calls himself a sober king stays sober 100% of the time. Only kings are, they don't lie to their people, right? I believe in sobriety. To the king.
Yes.
To the king.
I will say, if they had ever tested for whiskey when I was wrestling, I would have been fucked.
Brian, why don't you get down on one of these stools? I don't know what.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know why.
These are for us, right? I'm taking some of these Swedish fish.
No. Interesting.
This may or may not be because of the munchies right
Aren't
now.
Aren't you supposed to be forming an alliance? Yeah, exactly. Usually I have candy out on stage, and if you eat it, I'm going to eliminate you. But today, I'm going to let it fly. It seems like a part of the strategy Alex is having. Brian, do you have any strategy that you want to share with anyone watching the live stream before we get into the games?
Yeah, my plan is to get here on time, you know, stay focused.
Yeah.
Find a bag of candy, accidentally spill it over the stage. So far, we're going for two.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, here's what we're going to do. You guys are all going to go outside in a little bit. I'm going to play a couple of games with the audience, and you guys are going to, you know, smoke or not smoke, right? But you'll go out as a group. So we're just telling a preamble. We're waiting on one more person. Sweet. As it is. So don't even worry. You're the fourth earliest person.
These are actually edible Swedish fish.
Yeah, you know. Right, exactly. That would be good. They make those. I see stuff like that all the time these days. Mm. Yeah, it's great.
I may or may not have seen that in my life. Depending on whether I do or do not get high.
I see a lot of, like, Cocoa Puffs. I don't know what I see. What's that, Smacky the Frog? That guy is...
Smacky the Frog?
He's, like, a genuine, like, cannabis mascot now. Like, he is on, like, everything. Every weird cardboard package of edible that I find. Whatever. I find him in, you know, lunchboxes all across America. Like I said, you can play along the show. We're waiting on one more person. They should be here any moment. But menti.com, type in 3860-5796. You guys should play along as well. And you guys will be able to give us prompts for certain games. Vote off who you think is stoned. And that's how it goes around here on Weeding Out the Stoned. We've got a bunch of sobriety
tests. I do have a question. Since I'm going to be playing along, can you tell me the rules of the game that I'm participating in?
Yes. So
I came very prepared for this.
Like I said, you'll use your phone. We'll play a bunch of sobriety test games. After each game, people are going to get eliminated off. Whoever they think is the highest person on stage. Mm. They're trying to find the sober person, the sober narc. So you guys will all go out as a group. Pass one thing around, everyone but one person will smoke, and that's how it's going to go. That's how Weeding Out the Stone goes. You'll eliminate who you think is high after each game. We'll leave one person left at the end that we think is the sober person, and we'll see if we're right. That's
it. So what do we do to win?
You have to convince everybody that you're sober.
Okay.
It's like showing up at your parents' house when you're...
So last man standing wins.
Last man standing rules.
Okay,
I should put
there
it in those terms.
Yes.
I see. I didn't
once
forgot
you,
that
once
you
speak called
Carney.
Once you called it a last man standing match, I understood the rules.
Yes, all right. Exactly. And think of it with a lumberjack concept where there's people throwing you out, you know?
Yeah.
The viewing audience at home.
Yeah.
So like I said, go to menti.com for this last man standing Weeding Out the Stone match. Enter the code 3860-5796, and you'll be able to play along. You guys might want to just head out there because I'm sure he's about to arrive. You know how this goes. Can you help them out real quick, my man? Give it up for Colin Armstrong, right? He's the best. And George Martens on dispatch. So, yeah, if you guys just get back here in like 3 or 4 minutes, if you can, and we'll give it a shot. You know how this goes. We have some games for you guys. So we're going to play some games at home with you. So let's see. Like I said, go to menti.com, type in the code 3860-5796, And that's how you'll play along. I'm sure the code is at the bottom of the screen. This is Weeding Out the Stoned, the game show of sobriety tests. So you can watch along at home. But I want to know some stuff that you guys can tell me. What? Here's my question to you. What is the best munchie out there? Here are the options I'm giving you. These are some of my favorite things. Pizza, ice cream, tacos, Funyuns, canned peaches, beef Wellington, tilapia, or bicycles. Which is your favorite munchie? That's what I want to know. We'll see what's the most popular. I tend to go after Funyuns, but I go after weird stuff. I'll go after a canned peaches, some leftover beef Wellington. Tilapia is probably not what I would vote for, but, you know, I've done it. Tilapia is a whitefish. I don't know if you're seeing it out there. Bicycles, I guess it's just one of my favorite things. You know, go on a stoner bike ride. So if you vote out there, what do you like best as your munchie? Pizza is number one. Beef Wellington, I love you out there. Leftover beef Wellington, I'll go after it. I think I would go over pizza. Even though pizza, I'm eating it more often. I have to be honest with you. I'm definitely eating more pizza than I'm eating beef Wellington. Funyuns, always great. Canned peaches, I see you. I see you out there. That's great. Feel free to keep voting. I think you have a full minute to vote on this. So you know how that is. I've got a couple more questions. But yeah, no love on the tilapia. No love on tacos, I'm kind of shocked about. I think tacos are maybe my number three. Maybe even I would go over a Funyun. Even though Funyuns, fun is in the name. They're fun. Beef Wellington, though, I think deserves a little bit more. Oh, here we go. The next round. Tacos jumps up. I love it. Pizza still in the lead with 35% of the vote. Tacos has 20% of the vote. Bicycles shooting up. I love a good bicycle. Good bike ride with some stoned munchies. That'll get you going. Canned peaches, beef Wellington. The only thing that didn't get any votes is tilapia. Unfortunate. Unbelievable. Tilapia, I swear, eat more whitefish. I almost put tilapia in ketchup because people should be doing that more often. Get high, mix up some weird stuff. That's what I say. So, yeah, those are the best munchies. Maybe we'll see a third round of stuff. But pizza definitely seems to be in the lead. It was in the lead both those times we saw results, 35%. That's how it is, you know. So let's see our next slide, our next question. So I'm trying to get some questions from you guys, I believe. Yeah, some Magic 8-Ball. Here, this is going to give you a minute. All right, give Max points. Oh, yeah, so which place has legal cannabis? Look at your phone, give an answer, see if you can do that. These are your options: France, Amsterdam, Vatican City, Texas, the DEA offices. Which of those places has legal cannabis? I'll be honest with you, we're advocating for all of them. We're trying to make things happen in every single one of these places, but I'm going to be honest, four of them don't have legal cannabis. Correct. Amsterdam is the correct answer. We're trying out these live stream questions with you guys out there. I feel a little high. Texas definitely does not have weed. France, unbelievably, they are very strict about it. It's unfortunate. Vatican City, they're really religious about it. And the DEA offices, for some reason, they do not allow legal weed, but we're trying to get it there. We're trying to make it happen. And here, I have another question for you guys. Rank these Grateful Dead box sets. Yeah, there are six of them. How are we doing? Great. Fantastic. We'll send them in, whatever you got to do. I know. People are fine. Yeah, that would be great if you guys can. Thank you, guys. So rank these Grateful Dead box sets. Dead Zone from 1987, The Golden Road, So Many Roads, Beyond Description, the Warner Brothers studio albums, and The Story of the Grateful Dead. This is how many box sets the Grateful Dead has. They have six, and I'm asking you to rank them. Maybe these guys are stoners out here. The Story of the Grateful Dead, it just came out in 2020. Number one, first place, Beyond Description people seem to like. The Warner Brothers studio albums, how could they not be good? The first one, Dead Zone, and Golden Road, and So Many Roads. People do not like these road ones. The one's about Road. Why are the Grateful Dead obsessed with the Road? Because they constantly tour forever. Warner Brothers studio album shoots up. This is our third question. Thank you guys all for coming in here. Feel free to grab a seat. Yeah, sure. Let's put that on camera. I'm kidding. You guys are great. We're going to get to know our players. They're all here. We're gonna. These are the Grateful Dead box sets. It's confirmed. Warner Brothers studio albums is the best Grateful Dead box set, as voted on by the people watching at home. Thank you guys for voting on all those questions. That was new for us. But here we go. We're going to get into the show. Oh, look at this. Leaderboard. We got all these different points. I don't know what was going on there. Huh? The Hustler and Brand the Broker. Well, here's the deal with tonight's show. We have a bunch of rules. Every player tonight has smoked cannabis except for one. And all we're going to ask you guys after each game, we're going to ask you to vote off the player you think is the most stoned. That's how this goes. You'll vote along at home on your phone. Go to menti.com. Use the code 3860-5796. That's how we play Weeding Out the Stoned. It's a game show of sobriety tests. The one and only, I think. Who the hell knows? Let's meet our players, right? We have a bunch of great players tonight. Here we go. Well, you know, let's meet our players one by one. You know, Scott, why don't you start us off? Give it up for Scott.
What's up, man? How are you?
Scott's eating candy. Scott, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Oh, thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So, I just want to, you know, you've heard the rules. This is what we do around here.
Yeah, you're going to ask us questions. We're going to see who did the weed and who didn't.
Bingo.
Voting, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How confident are you that they are going to leave you at the end?
They have no clue. They have no clue.
It's a big mystery.
Yeah, I got complicated thoughts, so I'm going to throw them off for sure.
I love it.
Lots Fantastic. Of questions. Yeah.
That's great. Yep. Love it. Scott Shablett, everybody. Pass that down. Let's see who's next. Brian, everybody. Give it up for Brian. Hell yeah. Thank you. And like I said, you guys can play along yourselves. If you jump on your phone, go to menti.com, plug in the code. Brian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Who's regulating the votes on venti.com?
On Menti? I have it up here. I know. Why do you think I have this giant contraption in front of me?
It's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. This is the original prototype Xbox. Brian, yeah, you're doing
good.
Does
that have a CD player?
It doesn't, unfortunately. It just has a million outlets for HDMI cables. Brian, how confident are you that you're going to be the last person on stage?
Not Barry.
Really?
No, not at all. I don't think I've ever gotten past three rounds in this game.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, there's only five rounds tonight.
Good.
So
we'll
it's, you know, I'm rooting for you. Why not? Pass that down. Let's see who's next. Matt, everybody. Give it up for Matt. It's in this order. I didn't know how you'd sit.
Yeah. We got Matt. Hershey's Fangs.
Whoa,
cookies
what is
and cream.
That sounds good.
It's Hershey's chocolate shaped like vampire fangs.
Dude, rock and roll.
Pretty sick.
Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Feeling good.
I love that. Is your confidence high for making it to the end of this last comic standing match?
Last man standing.
Last man standing.
Last comic standing was gay, but last man standing is pretty badass, though.
That was a Freudian slip of mine.
I'm confident that I'll be convincing. I'm not confident what kind of monkeys in the chat you have over there. What, I don't know if I'll be convincing. I don't know if they're going to be picking up on how high everyone else except for me is throughout the show.
Well, good. Great strategy. I love it. Fantastic. You sound pretty confident. Alex, pass that to Alex. Give it up for Alex, everybody.
Hey, Alex.
Alex Sklar. Alex, how are you doing?
I am excellent today. And I did know ahead of time there would be voting process, and I may or may not have been fucking around with it in the back, so I don't know. We'll see who wins.
I love it. This guy is a tech hacker. Yeah, right. Weren't you in GoldenEye?
Democracy works when I control it.
Well, fantastic. That seems like a good strategy. And our final player, Diego, everybody. Give it up for Diego. Diego, how are you doing?
I'm happy to be here, man. Very happy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Are you confident in this game that you're going to make it till the end?
No, because I've always been the guy accused of being high when I was sober. So let's see how this goes.
I see. All right. Well, those are our players. I love it. Let's get into this. So this is Weeding Out the Stone, the game show of sobriety tests. This first game is a practice game, public sativa announcement. You've seen a million PSAs for anti-drugs commercials over the years, your brain on drugs, things like that. Just tell us why people shouldn't smoke weed. That's all you have to do. Tell us why weed is dangerous. Give us your best public service announcement. Diego, why don't you start us off?
I believe weed is bad because it forces you to look at yourself in the mirror. Who wants to see that? No, I'm good. I'm happy with the great lie that is America. Life is good. Money in the bank. And I ate donuts for dinner yesterday, bro. Like, I'm focused on the great things of life.
That sounds great. All right. Never look inward. I love it. That's your PSA, Diego. Pass that down to Brian. Brian, give us your best public service announcement. Why should people not smoke weed?
Sometimes you got to be somewhere on time. Like, say your friend has, like, a dumb show and tells you, get there at 7 on the dot. We're starting the stream at 7. And you only live 8 minutes away. You have a car. There's no reason for you to be late. But then you are twice on the way here. Stopped at a stop sign thinking it's a red light. Stay for 5 minutes until somebody honks. Then you wake up and you start driving again. It's not good.
That makes a ton of sense. All right. What a strategy. I'm Brian. Great stuff. Scott?
You know, I don't know exactly what weed does to you because not only am I not high tonight, but I've never gotten high in my life before. Legitimately. You know that, and I don't drink, and I never have, and that's why I'm going to win this. But, I mean, it does seem to make the people who do it slower and not get out there and getting it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Alex, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. I understand, Scott. Great. They're not going up and getting it. I love it. Excellent answer. That's another Just Say No tagline, if I've ever heard one. Alex, tell us your public service announcement. Why should people not smoke weed?
Well, this is not my opinion, but it really is a slippery slope. You don't know when you start with weed. Next thing you know, you're doing some crocodile with your friend, Greg. It happens. You see the pictures of Russians. Their skin is peeling. That's why it's punishable by, like, life in prison in Russia. I'm not saying we should have that by any means, but they're worried about their citizens.
Terrifying. yeah, that definitely frightens me. Note to self, don't go to Russia. I already knew. Matt? Tell us your public service announcement.
So, like I mentioned earlier, when I was wrestling on the indie circuit, it was shortly after Chris Benoit murdered his family, and that's why I had to get drug tested, because all the story was about Chris Benoit drugs and wrestling. So then I couldn't smoke weed, because Chris Benoit, when he smoked too much weed, killed his wife and kid. So if you don't want to kill your family, you shouldn't smoke weed either.
But that is a good, yes. I mean.
It was weed. You didn't know that? He smoked too much marijuana, and it's also, it wasn't CTE that fucked up his brain. It was just too much weed smoking.
Wow.
CBD. Yeah.
Just stay away from that CBD. Hell yeah. Well, great job, guys.
Take all the chair shots to the head. Do all the diving headbutts you want. Just don't smoke weed.
Oh, maybe I'll start doing that to get to sleep. Great. That was Public Sativa announcement. That was a practice game. We won't be eliminating anybody after that game. But you're forming your opinion out there. Who do you think is stoned? You can go to menti.com, plug in the code 3860-5796. But we're going to move on to our next game, and we're going to eliminate somebody after this game. This game is called No Chill. For 30 seconds, get angry about the prompt you're given. I'll give you guys a prompt. You have exactly 30 seconds to let loose some anger. We know that stoners, they tend to be docile. They're mellow. They're chill. Prove to us that you're not a docile stoner. Get really angry about this prompt. Just get angry about it, all right? That's how this works. You guys understand?
I hope female comedians is coming up.
Don't tempt me with changing my prompts here. All right. So, Matt, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right. For exactly 30 seconds, I'll tell you when your time is up. I want to see what's going on in your brain. We also know that stoners, they have a tendency to go off the rails when they're trying to stay on track and a tangent. All right. So, Matt, this is No Chill. We want to see some anger.
Right.
I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
For 30 seconds, get angry about hedge funds.
Hedge funds? I'm supposed to pretend to be angry about hedge funds? I'm fucking pissed about hedge funds. I don't know who isn't pissed about hedge funds. Maybe people who actually know what they are. It sounds like a rich person thing, and who'd eat the rich, right? We don't like the rich people. They're the reason why I have to do this on a Tuesday night instead of anything else with my life. They're the reason why most of you who are watching this are doing this instead of anything else productive with your life. Anybody who has a hedge fund, probably a douche, probably with a big card at compensate for having a small penis. They probably fucked someone over along the way up to where they are. God, I fucking, I hate hedge funds.
Time. There we go. Great anger. That was 40 full seconds of anger. Holy crap. Doesn't even know what they are. Furious about them. Fantastic stuff. Alex, why don't you go next?
Now I'm angry by hedge funds.
Yeah. There
I
you
didn't
go.
Think you're that was that bad.
That's exactly right.
You don't want votes. That's how the game works, man.
For my upcoming presidential campaign.
Yeah. Alex, you're such a gamer. Alex, are you ready to play this game?
I am ready.
All right. This is No Chill. For 30 seconds, get angry about the Masked Singer.
Masked Singer is what's wrong with America. There are dumb reality shows, but Masked Singer is so dumb that just the thought of a potential celebrity in that suit gets you idiots watching it. It's such a huge waste of time. All these people who are professional singers, you could buy an actual album of professionally remastered music. Instead, you're watching that idiot put on a costume just to entertain you. And he's just probably paying off a shitty mortgage like in San Francisco somewhere where he couldn't afford to buy it. And now he has to wear that thing like a college mascot for a team he doesn't even know about. And
time.
You guys watch it. Why?
That was the Masked Singer. I was sort of forgetting what sport we were talking about. You know what I mean? He lost me. I was like, oh, man, were we talking about the Falcons all of a sudden? And I had to remind myself it was a TV show. Yeah, fantastic stuff. Scott, I want to see some real anger out there, guys.
Okay, are you high? Is that part of it, too, that you're also high?
Bro, I'm always high.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Scott. Only one person on stage is sober. But yeah, I'm running this game. Scott, are you ready to play this game?
Yeah.
All right, let's see some real anger out there. For 30 seconds, get angry about Michigan.
Michigan? I mean, where is it even, you know? You go, what's to the left of it? What's to the right of it? North? South? I guess east, west, not left, right. But what is it exactly? What's the shape of it? Who lives there? Detroit, Michigan. Now we're talking. Wait, I'm supposed to be angry. I like Eminem, though. Fucking St. Clown Posse. Kid Rock can suck it. Who else is from Michigan? Madonna. Some people say she's unattractive now. I strongly disagree. But most women in Michigan are unattractive.
They're
as dirty as the water in Flint, Michigan. Okay, there we
go. Fantastic. I felt some anger there bottled up about Michigan. For sure. Take that, Detroit. All right, Brian, are you ready to play this game?
Hell yeah.
All right, for 30 seconds, get angry about sugar. Go.
Sure, I can't feel my toes anymore, right? And my mom says, Brian, stop eating sugar all the time, you know? Like, there's no point for you to get frozen margaritas at brunch, you know? There's no point for you to go to 7-Eleven, get a sorbet any size, it's $1. They don't sell sugarless sugar. I can't do this. I love sugar so much. There's 20 empty candy wrappers behind me right now. Maybe I'm angry about how much I love sugar, you know? Maybe that's, you know, and maybe it starts with my childhood. When I was given a whipped cream to, you know, help something go down smoother.
Time. All right, fantastic. I felt some trauma there, let alone some anger. And also some love. Take it all in. Diego, you're the final player of this game. Are you ready to play?
Let's go, baby.
All right. For 30 seconds, get angry. We want to see some real anger. You've seen how angry everybody else has got. Let's see if you can top it. For 30 seconds, rant angrily about Ryan Reynolds. Go.
Jesus Christ, that Canadian. Huh? God. He's so fucking talented. It makes me so mad. He should be an American. Why? Everything he does in America, he should be repping America. Get out of here. And he's so good at the American accent. I saw him once in Brooklyn, and he was faking the funk at a fucking pizzeria. And I was like, yo, this guy, he could be from Bensonhurst. He could be from anywhere. He's a fucking talented guy, and he's Canadian. God. I had my heart broken from a girl from Canada one time. I don't like guys from Canada, you know.
Time. All right. Yeah, there you go. We got to the root of the issue. I love it. Fantastic stuff, guys. Give it up for them. They're great. That was No Chill, but we are going to eliminate who we think is the highest up here. We've seen them introduce themselves. We've seen how they're doing, what their confidence level is. We've seen them play that first game, and we've seen No Chill. So we've seen their public service announcement. Did they convince you that they think marijuana is dangerous? Did they convince you that they can have coherent thoughts, that they get really angry? Let's see. Diego, Brian, and Alex. Oh, my God. Everybody's got to vote. You can vote up to 3 times before you hit submit, by the way. I know this is how it is. Brian, you have been, you know. Get on the mic. Defend yourself. You have the most votes. What's going on?
I thought I'd change up my strategy this time. Because like, you know, I figured if I acted really high, you know, then people would assume that I was a narc, like trying to play a trick on them. It didn't work. You people are perceptive.
I kind of really like he started off by saying, I haven't got past the third round. And the people in the chat are like, we're voting him out first.
Yes, obviously. Although, Matt, you're almost neck and neck with him now. You have three votes. Brian has four. Alex, Diego, and Scott all have two. We'll see if that changes. But, yeah, Matt, you can defend yourself as well.
I didn't get high.
There you go. What a defense. Let's see if it's convincing.
Damn. It'd be funny if, like, three new people voted for me as soon as I said that.
It could happen. You never know. Yeah, right. Exactly. There is a slight delay. So we'll see it. But you can go to menti.com, hit 3860-5796.
And the strategy for this show to be try to be as entertaining as possible so people don't want you to leave early.
I think that is probably part of it.
I failed.
Yes, I think, Brian, I think we're not seeing any more change. That is... You have the most votes, Brian. I believe you are eliminated.
Wait,
give
Alex,
it up for Brian, everybody.
Give a quick shout out. Thank you, everybody at home voting. You know what to do.
Interesting strategy. Okay, yeah. Give it up for Brian, guys. Brian, you are eliminated.
I've never seen a less smooth wink in my entire life.
But we still have players up here we have to eliminate. So let's move on to our next game. It's Potent Poems. I'm going to show you guys a photo. Here's the deal. We know that stoners, they tend to be in touch with nature. They're always also in touch with their feminine side, their poetic side. I'm going to show you a photo, and I just want you to freestyle a photo. Just tell us what that photo makes you think about, all right, whatever poem comes to mind. Make up a poem about this photo from nature. Just be moved by it, and we'll see who is the most moved. And those people are probably high. That's how this game works. This is Potent Poems. All right, so I'll show you a photo, and then just tell us if, you know, the poem it makes you think of. Matt, are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right, Matt, make up a poem about this photo from nature. Does it touch you in any way?
It is a dog at a picnic table on an iPad. Not quite the nature I would necessarily think of. So I will say, I did mention that, so when I was wrestling, I never got high. The first, I did get high later in life, and I did edibles in the Rocky Mountains. The first time I ever got high was doing edibles in the Rocky Mountains, which is fucking awesome. When you said we're going to see nature, I didn't fucking think it'd be a dog at a picnic table. Like, I thought it'd be maybe in the, but I'm supposed to be moved by this now. Oh, we're snapping.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Poem.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to get angry about the nature. Also,
no,
I guess I think I just did
publish
anyway.
That poem immediately. That's
yes.
What I say.
Okay.
Pass that to Diego. Diego, okay. That's how this game works. You see, I'm going to show you a photo from nature. Just, you know, freestyle a poem right off the top of your head. I love it. I felt like Matt was inspired. He talked about the Rocky Mountains and everything. Also brought it back to pro wrestling, which is great, you know?
I'll do that every time.
Exactly. I love it. Fantastic. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Diego, are you ready to play Potent Poems?
Let's go.
All right. This photo from nature. Oh, it's so beautiful.
God, to be inspired.
By your mom.
You can roll wherever you want. Don't let the tree stop you. You're cute, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. This is self-motivation on a Tuesday night. From Jersey City, around 7:15, and we all revert back to nature. At the end of the day, nature is beautiful, and you got to be one with nature.
Beautiful. Beautiful poem. I love it. Very inspired.
That sounded like a 911 call, right? He says, sir, where are you exactly? Nature where?
Fantastic. So great. Edgar Allan Poe is rolling over in his grave. Scott, are you ready to play this game?
Sure.
All right.
None of us are. And it's not the idea of any one of us possibly being high or not. It's just like, what do you say about a thing like this, you know?
I understand. Yeah. I understand.
You force our brains to become high.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Part of the
it's
show.
Perfect. I get it now.
Yes, it's a little twisted.
It's the best.
All right, Scott, be inspired. What is that?
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
Oh, three holes. How ye blow. though not a whale, I love your tail. Yes. Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, you know.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Rhymes.
Okay, there we go.
So great. Wonderful stuff. Alex, are you ready for this final photo?
Oh, man, this is tough. Let's go.
I never said these were going to be easy. All right, Alex, just be inspired. Whatever comes to mind, photo from nature.
There once was a beautiful rhino who shot some sperm from his spine, though. It watered the grass. It came from its ass. The poem was definitely final.
Whoa, now that was a poem.
I follow rules, guys. Like I mentioned, places where I'm from, you follow rules.
Alex, you're such a
gamer.
If
you actually listened to everything I said, it was a haiku, if you counted all the words.
It's like 18 haikus.
Also a wrestler. Yes, King Haiku. By the way, I talk about wrestling nonstop when I'm sober.
There you go. Well, you guys can vote out there. Brian's getting the most votes so far because, come on. You know, that's how it is. But, yeah, keep voting out there. It is between Matt and Scott, it seems, right now. Scott, you can defend yourself. We heard Matt defend himself. He'll get another chance. Oh, but, Matt, you are at 3 now. But, yeah.
I mean, again, the only way I can defend myself is, like, just like you watching at home, I'm very confused about what's happening. And so I sound high, but I'm not high. He's high. He's high for sure. And he's definitely high, even though the poem was good. But I think that's a credit to how high he was. I couldn't do a good poem because since I'm not high, I'm not comfortable enough with my sexuality to be good at poems.
Scott, you're getting Scott, you're getting the most votes so far. I don't
know. What the fuck? When does that happen?
It jumped to 5 somehow. Yeah, I don't know. Matt, you do have the next most. Diego, Alex seems to be, people think he's the sober person.
I think Alex's parents and whole family in Russia are in the chat voting against everyone else except for him.
I don't know if
he's doing a great job not seeming high right now or if he's stacked the vote.
I do see what you're saying. Yeah, Scott, it does look like you're getting the most votes unless this makes a big change in the next few seconds. But I think Scott, you are eliminated. Give it up for Scott, guys. I know. Tough, those crazy thoughts. So we have 3 players left. We've got some more games. Here's a game that you guys can play along with at home or here at Sip Studios in Jersey City. So this is interrogation. Our audience is going to give us some questions, direct questions for you guys, and they can give us some questions. Just type in some questions for any of these guys. We'll give them all a chance to answer a question or a few of these questions. So throw some questions out at them and... You know, it might be very direct, like, are you stoned or are you sober? It might be something like, what's your favorite pro wrestling match of all time? It might be that. Matt, jump on this. Did Matt ever wrestle?
Oh, somebody asked.
Somebody asked.
Did I ever wrestle? Yes, I did. I feel like that's a sarcastic question.
I like that you're just like, yes.
I feel like somebody's like, has heard me talk about wrestling all night. It's like, wait, did Matt wrestle? Like, there's no way this is sincere. Yes, I did. I did amateur wrestling and then was recruited and did pro wrestling for a few years on the indie circuit.
There you go. Yeah. Bam. Yes, that's a definitive yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do, you know. Oh, yeah. I don't know what button I answered for sure. Diego, you up?
I'm always up, eyes wide open, here to win it, baby. These guys are schmucks. You could tell they're both high. One of them keeps talking about Russia's. Come on. You know why he's talking. He's high as fuck. And this guy, sleeveless shirt, you know he's high. He wakes and bakes every day. I don't mean to trash talk, but look at him.
There you go. That's the answer to you up. All right. Pass it to Alex. Alex.
I think he's up.
He is always up. Alex, you got a Russian question.
That actually says, good job, Alex.
Ah!
Thanks, Mom.
It's got to be.
No, it's actually me.
Phenomenal.
It's the perfect pat on the back from yourself.
All right. We'll pass it to Matt. What's your favorite munchie snack?
I think just snacks in general. Because I only did start doing edibles in the last couple of years. So when I've had the... when I've gotten high, I haven't done it enough necessarily to develop. I mean, I have a sweet tooth in general, but when I'm high and I just want to eat something, just any kind of junk food in general. I did sober a couple days ago. I generally eat pretty healthy, but for my cheat meals, I go pretty crazy. And earlier this week, I had a White Castle Crave case.
Oh, my God. A whole Crave case.
Two of my friends each had one, so I only had 20. I only had 28, because 30 would be crazy.
Each had one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I had 28, and that was not high at all. So,
that's like you got
I should have gotten high before. I probably would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah, maybe. No way not to enjoy that.
Yeah. Are we going? Everyone answer that?
No. Diego. Okay. Is Diego high?
Can I answer? I'm not high. I don't smoke. I don't like to look within.
Oh, there you go.
Answer is yes, Diego's high.
Alex, why is everyone dressed like they live in different seasons?
Oh, it's a good question. So I don't go to work often. So this is the workiest work shirt I have that was also warm. So there's no one in the office right now. I was basically doing this for myself. But yeah, this shirt is definitely ahead of its time. This year. Not in general. This is a thrift store shirt. Oh, I actually have a story for the shirt. I just remembered. I got this from a thrift store in Colorado with my when I was visiting with my ex. I don't know. I probably shouldn't keep the shirt. I don't like the ex.
Colorado. I don't know. I don't know if you want to allude to having been to Colorado on Weeding Out the Stone.
That's a real cool story. He's like, I got a story, and it was just that. You look like you're doing home improvement cosplay.
Yeah, Al Borland over there.
I was actually in Colorado for WrestleMania, so you'd love that.
Oh, there you go.
I actually know that WrestleMania has never been in Colorado, so you are lying. Wow. What else are you lying about on this show tonight?
What an amazing fact, also.
He knows way too much about wrestling.
Alex.
Way too much for an adult human.
Alex, I have another question for you.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you smoked out of?
First thing? Back in college, or like actually late high school, even maybe. Freshman year of college, I was over at a buddy's place, and he had one of those Dominican Republic pipes, the ones they make out of wood, and it was all cocks. So you basically had to suck a dick to get high.
That was the first time.
Yeah. Well, but I didn't actually get high. I pulled like half a pull, and that summer I was going into this Marine Corps program, and they definitely drug test. So as I was pulling it, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get kicked out of that ROTC thing if I do this. Like, literally, as I was about to inhale. So I guess Matt could relate with his wrestling story. Can you tell us again about how they drug tested you?
Matt, I have another question. Does Matt even lift?
Yes, I do.
I love you get all these, like, straight, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro, I lift. I just lifted earlier today. Did shoulders and triceps.
There you go. That's what we want to know. Diego, who is your favorite blind male singer and why?
Fuck, I'm not good with names, but the black guy that plays the piano, and it's because it's mind-blowing that he can still play the piano while being blind. And he also has a voice on him, so, you know, you gotta give credit where credit is due. The talent is undeniable.
Undeniable talent.
To be fair, there are two blind black men who play piano, so it's not entirely crazy that he can't tell the difference.
I don't know. One or the other. We don't even know who he likes. Matt, F. Mary, kill the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
I'm Jewish, so kill all of them, especially Jesus.
Perfect. Oh, Matt, this one's for you, too. Matt, what memory of a grandparent brings tear to your eye / fills your heart with joy?
Both my grandfathers passed before I was born. A grandma story. I didn't have a close relationship with either of them. I'm trying to. It sounds bad to say I don't have a good memory with any of my grandparents, but I don't have bad ones either.
I think you know.
I don't know. I guess stuff that my mom has talked about from when we would go to my grandma's place. Like stories that my mom has from that home and stuff like that. That fills me with joy a little.
All right, there you go.
I came up with something.
Alex, who's your favorite deaf singer?
Oh shit. I actually submitted that one. I was hoping someone else was going to get it. Favorite deaf singer? It's got to be Christina Aguilera. She's famously deaf. That's why they had to auto-tune her music so much. She never heard her own voice, which is why she could stand being in the studio. Everybody else was behind the glass. Nobody ever knew what it sounded like until the finished product, except one guy. They paid him so much. He's rich.
I don't even know if that's real or not. I can't
still
tell.
Think she's beautiful no matter what they say.
Matt, why are you crying?
Why am I I'm not.
They're so short for you. Alex is your dad, Tom Arnold, and how not? I'm the.
Can I get background information on who Tom Arnold is?
So he was on Roseanne, the later seasons.
Was he a good guy or bad guy?
On Roseanne?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not exactly the villain.
Was he saying racist shit on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's Roseanne, right? His ex-wife. He was married to Roseanne.
No, my dad is definitely not a guy associated by second degree of separation with racism. That would probably get me canceled somehow. No, I don't know who that guy is.
Interesting. All right. Well, you got to find out. That's all of them. Give it up for these guys. Fantastic. You got to find out who Tom Arnold is. Oh, yeah. Let's jump in this voting. You know, it's down to Matt, Alex, and Diego so far. Matt is the only one. Oh, but Diego just got one vote. Brian's still leading the voting every single round. That's how it's going to go. This is the first show we've done where that's happened,
voting?
Where people have been voting for one person every other.
Asshole.
But it was bound to happen one day. Brian, I'm glad it's you. You know what I mean? Love it. Still hanging out, hanging around. Yeah, they all have two. Oh, Matt just jumped up with a third. Pass it to... Yeah.
No, that was actually me.
Oh, Alex.
You literally voted for me in front of me.
That's the alliance.
I saw you. The alliance has been broken in my face.
Oh, man, you got a third vote, but Diego also has a third vote. Diego, defend yourself. Jump on that mic and talk to the people out there. Why should they think you're sober?
Guys, at the end of the day, I believe that smoking is bad. It's bad for your health. Look at me. I look like a health-conscious guy. I don't have munchies like these guys.
Does Diego even live?
And I believe that if you smoke the devil's lettuce, you know, you're going to go hang out with the devil in the afterlife. So, you know, I'm not high.
Whoa, very religious, Diego. Okay. It's looking like Matt, I think you have the most votes. Yeah. I think that's how it goes. Give it up for Matt, everybody. But Matt, you are eliminated.
But we never found out if he wrestled or not.
That was a tight, you know, he's wrestling this weekend. We know it. But we're down to our final two players here. This is our final two players. And guess what? It's a brand new game. It's called That Song's Fire. The audience is going to prompt you with made-up song titles. And there's going to be a big word cloud of song titles. And you guys are going to freestyle that song for 30 seconds. So they're going to give you a song title, and you're just going to make up a song. Try and make that song, make them believe that you're sober based on this song. It can be anything, but these guys are going to throw you some song titles.
This physically can't be done sober. I'm just going to put that out there.
I mean, you can do a chorus. It can be a
chorus.
It can be a refrain. It can be, but give it your best shot.
I'll do an impression.
You don't have to freestyle rap as fast as you want. You can sing a country song.
I'll
sing something in Russian. Everybody would love that. That might be incredibly believable, but it should be based on the song titles that these guys are going to give you out there. So remember, go to menti.com, use the code 3860-5796, and you can plug in some song titles. They'll start popping up. Do either of you feel bold that you want to go first?
Well, I have the mic. It's not...
Alex, you're gonna do it? These are coming in.
Got a face... I could pick
here
one.
Here are some... Yeah, so here, I'll read some off. Marijuana Poser, Genie in a Bong, I Love Cake, Pro Wrestling, Farts, Darling, Bob the Bong Builder...
I like Marijuana Poser.
Marijuana Poser? You want to try and sing that? I'll time you, and I won't be much of a stickler on time, but try and give us 30 seconds of that song. All right, you're going to do Marijuana Poser?
Yeah.
All right, whenever you begin, I'll start your time.
All right. He said he was into weed, but then he wanted to fulfill his need. Told everybody he was green. However, it was just his tea that was green. That's what I'm drinking. Everybody thought he was always high. He was getting high off his own supply. But he could not deny that he was a marijuana poser. Just a little loser. He actually didn't smoke at all. He couldn't even ball. He fooled them all. They thought he was on drugs.
Time. All right,
but
great.
He wasn't smoking nugs.
Man, Alex, you're using that. That was Marijuana Poser. By Alex Sklar.
That's about me, because I pretend I'm high, but I'm not.
You were using those poetry skills. That was amazing. Very great job. That song's fire. Diego, is there a song you want to do? Poop is up there with?
Damn, I thought I saw I Love Cake.
You could throw a few of these together. You could do I Love Cake.
All right, I'm going to go I Love Cake.
All right.
This one goes out to all the homies out there that smoked a little too much and are dealing with the consequences of diabetes. This is real talk. I'm out here spitting the word of God. A couple salads and a truth bar will get you all the way there. Don't fuck. Don't quit on yourself. Don't be the guy that wakes and bakes and has no future.
Time. Oh, Diego, that song's fire.
Thank you, bro.
Incredible.
It goes out to all the homies out there.
That was I Love Cake.
Yeah.
the inspiration for that song. Well, it's still up to you guys. You guys are going to vote for who you think is the highest between these two, Diego and Alex. You think one of them has seemed the most sober tonight. One of them has gotten this far but must seem higher than the other. So vote for who you think is stoned. And we'll be eliminating that person. Who you think is the highest? Brian gets his signature vote. 3 votes right away for Brian. Gotta love it. Diego is now also at 3. Diego's at 4. Alex has 1 vote. Matt Strong, 1 vote there. Gotta love it.
That's his family, bro. You can't rig the system the way you did that democracy in America.
Alex got another vote from you saying that, I guess, you know?
A little history lesson for you guys.
It's fascinating. But Diego, yeah, you've got 4 votes. I don't know if it's going to work out for you unless there's some big jump.
I thought my preaching about smoking being bad was going to convince you that I don't smoke.
You were starting to get the giggles during that song, I think. That was happening. Yeah, Diego, I think that's it. Diego, give it up for Diego. But Diego, you are eliminated.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Diego. Fantastic stuff. And Alex, congratulations. You're the last person on stage here at Weeding Out the Stoned tonight. At Sip Studios. Well, tell us what we all want to know. Are you, in fact, sober right now?
Well, the truth was that I am Russian, so that's all absolutely true. I don't necessarily support the way they live there, though, which is why I live in America. And I can get high, and it's awesome. And Russia kind of sucks. So, yeah, I'm fucking high as fuck.
You're high. High as fuck. Oh, all right. Damn, how did we do it? I don't know. Well, you definitely lasted to the end. People seem to think you were the sober guy the whole time.
Well, I got to give a shout-out to my family for voting. I also got to give a shout-out to my parents for being really into poetry. So I think the whole rhyming shit, that's kind of like in my blood. All the big Russian poets, if you've heard of them.
Very true.
Yeah.
These were your games, Alex. Well, you made it to the end. Congratulations. But who was the sober person? Sober person, get back up here. Where are you? What happened? What happened? Jump on that mic.
I didn't have my family watching in the stream. and also, I only do edibles. And you did say you had some, but everyone smoked. So it was easy for me to just be the one who didn't smoke.
Yeah,
it
kind of was that. But
hey, Matt, maybe it would have paid off being closer with your grandparents. Maybe you should call once in a while.
I'm also upset. I didn't want to keep eating the candy because I thought it may make people think I'm high, but now there's no more candy left, and I wish I had since I didn't win.
Oh, I was hoping to eat some of that candy, too. You know how it is. That's life. Thank you guys for being here. You guys are awesome. Give it up for one more time for all these guys. You know, Matt, Alex, Scott, Brian, Diego. Thank you guys so much. I'm Alex Grubard. We'll be back here doing more of these at Sip Studios every Tuesday, 18th, 25th, November 1st. Come back at 7 p.m. Go to normal.org. Fucking check them out. They do good stuff. They get this shit legalized here in America, and they should go to Russia, but they're a national organization. And here's some weeding stuff. Thank you guys so much for being here. We'll see you next time on Weeding Out the Stones. Move along. Show's over.